Peter Dick. Patty Beecham is our lady covering the streets of Brisbane for the breakfast program today with some garbos. How's it going, Patty?
Oh, Peter, it's going wonderfully well. I think I've found a new career. So much for radio.
I thought you were going to say you're never going to complain about being a bored housewife any longer.
Oh, no, never. The only thing is to stand upwind. Downwind is just downright dangerous.
All right.
At the moment, I'm outside the truck and I've got Tony without the ponytail, as opposed to Ray with the Tony ponytail, who hasn't yet remembered which decade he last had his hair cut.
Right.
And Tony without the ponytail is going to walk me through emptying my first bin.
Okay.
It's nice to be my age, isn't it, still do first thing. So, what do I do?
Well, it's a pretty simple matter. All you've got to do is, first you've got to have a couple of bins over here at the truck. Well, say you've already run over and grabbed those.
Which we did.
Yeah. You just put the lifter, the bin with the handle facing away from the truck, position the bin at the lifter so that the hooks can come up, hook onto the lip of the bin. Just pull this handle that operates the hydraulics.
See, I didn't know bins had lifts.
Yeah. Well, I sort of like other things too. Pull the handle towards yourself, the bin goes up and empties into the back of the truck, into the hopper. Sometimes a bit of rubbish gets a bit stuck in the bin, so you just give it a few shakes to get the rubbish out.
It's that Peter, you've got to give it a shake.
Yeah, give it a shake, yeah. You know all about that, I'd imagine.
Leave me out of this.
Then push the handle away from you, the bin comes down, and you're ready to go onto the next bin.
Sounds great. Now, can I have a go?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Okay, this is pretty tricky. I've got bins and mics and radios. I'm a multi-talented woman. There's no denying that.
Indeed.
Okay, so I'll pull this forward. Yeah. Woo! All right. Oh, now look at the phone. Give it a shake. Not working. Oh, push it. I'm going to push it backwards and shake it. And down she comes. Well, I hope that you're all sitting back in the studio feeling so proud of me, because I'm pretty proud of myself. I've opened my first rubbish bin and the last.
And do the guys like those wheelie bins?
What's that?
Do they like the wheelie bins? Ask them.
Do you like the wheelie bins?
Oh, the wheelie bins are good. I think they save a lot of people's backs and that sort of thing as compared to the old days when you used to hump rubbish out. You know, well, like humping things out, yeah. And humping used to be pretty quick and that sort of thing, but the wheelie bins, I think they're better for the public as they can have a lot more rubbish, you know, to get rid of and that sort of thing, garden waste and that. I think mainly it helps the bloke out, you know, as far as injury-wise, that sort of thing.
Hey, Patty, one more question. Just ask him about the kind of rubbish they find. Do they find the worst rubbish in the best suburbs, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, do you find the worst rubbish in the best suburbs? I mean, I remember that you used to do our run at Paddington and a certain police commissioner used to have a full bin of empty paper bags, wasn't he? Now, what's the best thing that you found in the rubbish?
put one best thing I've found. Like, I've found stereos, plastic disc videos. The list really goes on, and, like, they talk about recycling and that, you know, like, I just can't see how anybody's really serious, you know, about recycling at the moment, you know.
And what's the worst thing that you've ever found in the rubbish? And speaking of rubbish, and I shouldn't say this, but it's my little boy's 6th birthday today, and I was really hoping I could find something in here for him for his present. So what's the worst thing that you found in the bin?
The worst thing?
I hope we're not going to be embarrassed.
Unwrapped up nappies and numerous other things, you know, rotten things, dead cats, you know, things like
Woo,
that's where my poor Moggy went.
No, Patty, you were going well until then. Listen, a great report. I loved it. Thanks very much.
No problem, and we'll see you later.
Okay, Patty covering the streets of Brisbane. It's 28 past 7.